Shonanjanim Togako Mushe Zimbabwe Mushe Kwazwai Muria Zimbabwe Eta 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 Ola Zuluganda Muria Zimbabwe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned into Live Talk, the connection Muria Zimbabwe Studio Service very own youth program. The target tackling anything and everything youth related, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 12th of January, 2021. Muria Zimbabwe, Mtogazo Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Now, unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, Zulugandaba, Silu Susing and Bella Tine Urombo, Nepamsana Pichurereche coronavirus due to COVID-19. Unfortunately, we're not able to bring you this program live as per usual. Now, what this means is Nasim Chirongachelu, we're going to be broadcasting from my apartment, and this is a pre-recorded program. What this also means for you, our listeners, is you cannot join us using your telephones as per usual. Nonetheless, Muria Zimbabwe, so what you can do as usual is you can send us your feedback on WhatsApp on +12024650318. The number again, +12024650318. This broadcast is also going to be available on our three Facebook pages, those being a VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So, liga koshi pelas dandabo ufiti zela la payo palo uti share. Sakangano kutinya paye, pakanzi share. Don't forget to share the program with your network so that we can watch this program and our numbers. So you can also put your feedback, Muria Zimbabwe, in the comments section, and we will be seeing your feedback. On our three websites, those being VOA Zimbabwe, VOAndebele.com, and VOAshona.com. We continue exploring the effects of the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown on Zimbabwean youth. This lockdown started last week, Tuesday. Now, as mentioned on our show on the new year, I also mentioned that we're looking to start a new culture. Every show, we want to be able to highlight success stories of Zimbabwean youth that are doing something to change the world. So, Nasim Chironga, we're going to be highlighting another success story of a young lady who's based in Kenya, who was the first Shona lady to enter into university. So, we're going to be talking about her story. Nosizi Rupen Dube is her name. But first up, health, Muria Zimbabwe, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, as of last night, Muria Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, 1,518 PCR tests were conducted, 820 new cases were detected, 631 recoveries, 21 deaths. That's quite a big jump, Muria Zimbabwe, 21 deaths, 1 in Bulawayo, 12 in Harare, 2 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland Central, 2 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Masringo. Zimbabwe currently has 22,297 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 13,213 recoveries, and 528 deaths. The numbers again, 1,518 PCR tests were conducted last night, 820 new cases were detected, 631 recoveries, and 21 deaths. 1 in Bulawayo, 12 in Harare, 2 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland Central, 2 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Mashingo. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe level 4 COVID-19 lockdown has been in effect, as I mentioned earlier on, over a week now. Now, this lockdown has impacted Zimbabweans in different spheres, in different manners. Now, let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Reuters, whereby medical experts and Zimbabweans themselves speak on the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown. Let's hear more from these medical experts and, of course, the Zimbabweans who speak for themselves.
Your main issue and how you must think about it and what most likely informed that decision is that all our COVID admission facilities were almost 100% full. What that means is when the number of new patients were almost doubling every 24 hours, you're going to have a situation where you have 100 people who need admission in one night and they have nowhere to go. One of the things we have to really do in these 30 days is to increase the admission capacity, increase the amount of oxygen, the supplies, so that when we do reopen, it's going to be obviously a phased reopening, but then we have increased capacity.
Muri Zimbabwe muri kuzvinzwira ka vanhu vari kuzvitaurira vega nyanzvi munyaya dzeutano vari kukomenta pamusoro pezvechirongwa ichi chelevel 4 COVID-19 lockdown tanzwa zvekare zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vachikomentawo ka pamusoro pezvechirongwa ichi chelevel 4 COVID-19 lockdown vanhu vari kuchema zvechokwadi vachiti hanzi hurumende makatinyanyira pamakaisa 30 days dai makatanga pa14 sezviri kuitika kuna South Africa. Tipewo maondero enyu +12024650318 paWhatsApp tonzwawoka kuti muri kuti chii nezvenyaya iyi. So zvinonga ndapa that was you heard from the medical experts themselves speaking on the COVID-19 lockdown, why it was necessary, and of course you also heard from Zimbabweans who were speaking on the effectiveness of this lockdown and their feelings towards the lockdown. One of the ladies there that you heard was highlighting, saying, Bonabaya Kala, she feels as though our government should have at least started on a 14-day lockdown and then seen whether or not it's effective as done in South Africa. And then if the coronavirus is still spreading in Zimbabwe, you then extend it to 30 days. So those are some of the sentiments being echoed by Zimbabweans. But now, as mentioned by the medical experts, the biggest problem that we're having in Zimbabwe right now is abantu. People are merely just not abiding by the lockdown regulations, as mentioned by governments, as mentioned by medical experts, and so much more. We had a reporter, Anunurai Jena, who was in Zimbabwe over the weekend, just assessing to see what is government doing towards helping people in Zimbabwe, and of course, how are people in Zimbabwe responding to government's attempts towards curbing the coronavirus. Let's head over to a report done by Nunurai Jena, whereby he was speaking to people and he was also highlighting what government is doing in the area.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
So Zulukandaba, you were seeing there what's happening in Zimbabwe, whereby the people seem not to be abiding by the lockdown regulations. People are just not abiding by these lockdown regulations. Now, let's also head over to a clip that we have courtesy of the Ministry of Health of our Deputy Minister John Mangwiro are commenting on what needs to be done to ensure that A, Zimbabwe can recover from coronavirus, and secondly, the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't continue taking lives in Zimbabwe. Deputy Minister John Mangwiro are talking about zvirikuitika munyika vachinyatsokurudziraka vanhu kuti vaendere mberi abiding by the rules and regulations set by the World Health Organization. Uyezve abazi rinotarisa nyaya yezvehutano, the Ministry of Health and Child Care, vari kuti aiwa mhuri yeZimbabwe pana chipinda mumashops vari kurudziraka shop owners kuti vanhu pavanopinda mashops, please ensure kuti vanhu vaungane nehuwandu hwavo mashops enyu. Uyezve hanzi imi vanhu pamunopinda mashops muchida kuita zvokutenga mafruits nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, chimbomira nyaya yekuti unobata orange oriongorora oridzosera, nekuti that also contributes to what? The spreading of umkhuhlane wecoronavirus. But now, Muriye Zimbabwe, let us head over to our medical experts. Joining us today is Tinotenda Kuretu, who is the founder of Pora Health. Now, Pora Health is a youth-led organization that focuses on educating Zimbabweans on the current on health-related issues. So I speak to Tinotenda Kuretu about his organization, Pora Health, what motivated him to get into the healthcare sector, how they're helping Zimbabwean youth, and of course, we speak about the coronavirus pandemic. Let's hear more from Tinotenda about his organization, Pora Health.
The team that I'm working with, they somewhat have like similar, they share similar stories or something like that. And I think growing up at a very young age, I lost a lot of relatives and even friends from easily curable diseases. You know, for example, I wish someone had taught like one of my close friends, like, all you have to do is wash your hands to avoid cholera, or all you have to do is just boil your water. And this is just a simple intervention, but yet a lot of people die because they don't have that knowledge. So I feel like with Pora Health, we're really interested in looking at communities that are most affected by this, in quotes, deficit of like healthcare knowledge, and we are trying our best to reach out to those people. But secondly, you know, we are also interested in making sure that in the long run, these people, they don't face the same problem. Suppose poor health is normal, or suppose we can't reach those people again. So we also want to make sure that in our efforts, we kind of like advocate for these people such that the government can make policy changes or they can make some developments in order to help these groups of people. So just in short, I think our baby poor health, it is focused on public health education and public health advocacy in a sense to help marginalized communities in Zimbabwe. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it about poor health.
I am curious, Tino, what is your take on the current state of the healthcare system in Zimbabwe in general, and where does poor health fit in here?
I think with the current healthcare system in Zimbabwe, I see, and I'm grateful that this is happening. I think our government and other parties that are helping our government, they are really focusing hard on HIV and AIDS, malaria and TB, because we're losing a lot of people to those diseases. But to a certain extent, we have this subtle or silent epidemic, so to say. For example, the substance use epidemic in Zimbabwe. I recently watched like a Vice documentary, and it's really representative of things that I've seen. For example, friends that I grew up in, they're now doing a lot of drugs, and they're dying, or they're getting stabbed in this state where they're affected with mental health issues and other things. So I feel like I'm really concerned with the substance use issue in Zimbabwe. It's affecting a lot of our young people, and our young people, they're our future. And if we lose a lot of these young people, we are setting ourselves for a disaster as a country in terms of development. So I think there's one issue I can think of. But secondly, I think I think it's relevant for us, and it's important for us, I guess, to talk about COVID-19. I recently had a conversation with someone, and they're just telling me like a lot of people are really pessimistic about the vaccine, and I think our government should try their very best, and organizations such as Poor Health, we are also trying our best to make sure that we educate Zimbabweans as much as we can about this vaccine that, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, they've done all the science, and these vaccines are pretty safe to use. Like they have like 95% efficacy. So I think those are maybe the three issues I feel like they're probably most important right now. Maybe addressing like obviously this vaccine issue, and secondly addressing the thorough pitching substance use cases in Zimbabwe, which again I believe have been worse given the lockdown. A lot of young people have been home, and now that they're idle, they'll start maybe experimenting with drugs.
Mm-hmm. So how is poorer health helping Zimbabwe in its fight against the global pandemic?
We want to educate people as much as we can about what they can do at an individual level, at a family level, even at a community level. I think basically wearing a mask, though it's now, given this data, I think now people know that you have to wear a mask, but apparently some people, they ignore that knowledge. However commonplace it is, some people, they don't observe those rules. But I think it's important for us to keep on trying to send that message out, to make sure that people, they learn about what they can do at an individual level to avoid spreading COVID-19 or even getting it. And we feel like, using our social media platforms, we can reach out to as many people as possible, and they can share this stuff with others. Hence, complementing the efforts of the government, we definitely have our healthcare system. Currently, we are kind of overwhelmed. We have been seeing a lot of things on Twitter, a lot of like health experts in Zimbabwe saying, please stay at home, please do that, because our nurses, for example, they don't have protective equipment and all those things. So I feel like if we just play our part by making sure that all Zimbabweans, they get to learn about the basics that they can, the basic stuff that they can essentially do to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So in short, I think our efforts are basically focused on educating people about COVID-19 and other things, just to make sure everyone is safe.
The experts that I've had on my show are predominantly urging young people, seeing as though young people are, as much as they're still at risk with COVID-19, they're the least susceptible in terms of, if you compare it to people of an older generation. They're saying it's actually upon the young people in Zimbabwe. They should be on the front lines, you know, teaching people on COVID-19, ensuring that people are wearing their masks, urging each other to follow these regulations. What's your thought on that? Do you think young people should be on the front line of this?
No, without a doubt. You know, I mean, looking at the demographics, I think that's the first thing. Zimbabwe, about I don't know the exact numbers, but I would assume like more than 60% of our population can be, you know, categorized as youth. Mm-hmm. And I think for that reason, it's very important that we have young people as the most vocal group, I guess, in our population talking about these things. But I think for young people to do that, I think we have to find a very unique way of approaching them and making sure that they do the right thing. Like you said, you know, like young people are the least susceptible to getting this disease. And if someone gets to know that, like, I can't get it, like I'm somewhat, yeah, they're not necessarily immune, but like I'm somewhat less likely to get this disease, then they can be careless. But I feel like if we can just send this message to people, especially young people, that it benefits them, it benefits our society as a whole.
All right, Tino Ngatimbo, batai nyayi ni rumiru amai. Tichi tarisa kambani nye yepora health. Muruku batra sayi vanu HD kiminyeka.
Taka garapasi, sayani mpiru nguwa chedu chepora health, taka funga kuti. Sizu kunyasa itika nanu adiki. Kukurara munguwa ya kawoma ni kuti nikaidu pachezayu mikana iwan mikana ya kagaziro ni chidiki hivita ichitai choma chunuzuruku wama mnika medu wabiri kredu hivi ni susu pachezayu mikana ichoma na hizo tona wati chunuzakita stress fungwa ni ndanga kiro zuruku zaramu wano chidiki at a very young age. Najoro vanhu vane vachitsvaga kuti vangaite ma escape say from my issues yesa vanhu vachi experience on a daily basis. So munozoona kuti vanhu vachidiki vakutanga kutwayatwaya zvinodhaka, varikutwayatwaya zvino zvinoita kuti vangokanganwa matambudziko avo ezuva nezuva. Saka tinonzwa vanoimba vanana Freeman na Daza D vachichema nazvo izvo zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, vanana Guka Makafela, vana Krango and all those things. Saka isu se Pora Health, particularly this year, ya 2021, we taka fungisisa kwazvo kuti, alright, zvinhu zvakaitika muna 2020 nemakore apfuura. Muna 2020 taona pakaitika lockdown, and vanhu vazhinji vakasiri kuenda zvikoro, vanhu vazhinji vakasiri kuenda mabasa, mumwe akandoza mabasa. Naizvozvo, vanhu vakawanda vakadzamara vasisina zvinhu zvokuita, ende kana vanhu vasina zvokuita, ndopaona ngakuita sei? Ongo bata kunoona kuti ichinodhaka ndechipi chinoitika. Naizvozvo takaita macalculations takaona kuti manumbers evanhu vari kuabusa madrugs anoona kuwedzera negwa rati kupinda iri. Saka naizvozvo tiri kufocus on starting a youth substance use prevention program. Iyi program inenge iri dedicated kubatsira vanhu vechidiki kuti vasapinde mukuedza ma drugs or zvinhu zvinodhaka. State tiri kudaro tinoona kuti takakwanisa kubatsira vanhu vechidiki kuti vafocuse simba ravo nepfungwa dzavo nezvinhu zvinokwanisa kuvabatsira ivo nemacommunities avo. Isusu senyika tinenge tabenefita, ivowo sevanhu vanenge vabenefita, vanozorarama upenyu hwakatsvebe ine nyika inowano some level of economic development.
As we wrap up here, Tino, could you please tell the people where they can find more information on Para Health, and what if there's any other programs, what other programs they can look forward to, especially the youth of Zimbabwe?
We do have a Facebook account, so it's Para Health. Para, I'm sure everyone, or maybe other Zimbabweans might understand where this word comes from, but this is something I forgotten to mention. But Para Health, it's a word we came up with. After we realized, you know, we want to create something that, like, the Zimbabwean people feel like it's meant for them, you know. Supporter basically means healing. But so on Facebook, we're there. Instagram, we're there. Twitter, YouTube. So all these social media platforms. And I think on the 15th or the 31st of January, we'll launch our website where people can get, like, constant updates on what we're doing and stuff. And you did ask about what programs we are working on, what we'd recommend people to do. I think, you know, my best recommendation is that, like, people should arm themselves with knowledge. They shouldn't depend on WhatsApp alone. Earlier today, I was speaking to someone back home, and they were basically telling me that, like, yo, the COVID-19 vaccine I had, white people in the West, they're trying to kill black people in Zimbabwe or in Africa. You know, that's false. Like, that's false. I feel like there are a lot of people who are working extremely hard in the world, especially in this developed countries, just to make sure that people like us, who kind of like get the third end of the stick in most of these things, we are safe at the end of the day. We are getting, for example, the vaccine at subsidized prices. I think our government is very fortunate enough to be one of those governments that is getting this vaccine at a subsidized price. But I think we should not negate the efficacy of science. We should not negate what we as the world needs. We need this pandemic to end. And if everyone just like arm themselves with knowledge and understand that this vaccine is actually meant to help them, I think we'll be in a better place. So people should basically use as much of the internet as possible to understand what's going on. And Poor Health might be one of those places you could visit to understand what's going on in the world.
Hi, Liamuzwa Zulukandaba, umnumzana uTinotenda Kuretu, owenhlanganiso yePora Health, ingwetsi ekhangela indaba zempilakahle. Ngumuntu ongisakhulayo, ubethinta njalo indaba ezijiyeneyo ezimayelana ngokuthi umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 njalo uhlelo level 4 COVID-19 lockdown luthinta njani impilo zabatsha. Limzwile ubethinta indaba ezijiyeneyo, for example, indaba eyokuthathwa kwezidakamizwa esithi phansi kohlelo le-lockdown. Sebebonile bona ingcwethi ezikhangela indaba zempilakahle, sebebonile ukuthi inani labantu abasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa, izinto abanatha izinto ezidakayo, bebhema izinto ezidakayo, ukuthiwa hhayi likhanye ngani likhwelile, ngenxa yokuthi abantu abaningi ngempela, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo, they were stressed, babebhekane ngodubo lwe-stress, ngenxa yokuthi babengayenelisi ukusebenza kahle, babengayenelisi ukuhamba esikolo, ezindlini, siyezwa phela ezinye ingcwethi besithi hhayi indaba le-gender based violence la ikhwelile, abantu abasakhulayo were experiencing this. So liyamuzwa uTinotenda Kuretu uyasho ngempela ukuthi hhayi phansi kohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown, hhayi inani labantu abasakhulayo abathatha izinto ezidakayo kuthiwa hayi likhwelile. Bona njengenhlanganiso yePora Health, they're looking to tackle that issue, besiza abantu abasakhulayo. Njalo uyakhuthaza wonke umuntu ongusakhulayo ukuthi hayi nxa ungumuntu ongusakhulayo kuthiwa it's upon you ukuthi ube phambili ufundisa abantu ukuthi hayi into yokuqala umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 ikhona, into yesibili abantu kumele bagqoke ama-mask, bengaminyani behlangana ngobuningi babo, njalo kumele bengakhohlwa ukuthi zama ngamandla akho wonke ukugeza izandla, or either that or usebenzisa amanzi, or you can use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. So long, umnumzana uTinotenda Kuretu osakhulayo nguye owasungula inhlanganiso yePora Health. So you are hearing there Muriel Zimbabwe from Tinotenda Kuretu, the founder of Poora Health, touching on several different things that are youth and COVID-19 related. He was also talking about the relationship between what Poora Health is trying to do and what Zimbabwe is currently experiencing in terms of COVID-19. He talked about drug abuse under the COVID-19 lockdown, how there's been an increased number of young people who have experienced and encountered this under the COVID-19 lockdown. Tipewo Maundre, Nyumuria, Zimbabwe, let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp, +12024650318. Or you can write your name and comment in the comment section on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Uhlelo lwe COVID-19 lockdown, chirongwa cha COVID-19 lockdown, how is level 4 COVID-19 affecting you? The youth of Zimbabwe, ngenani kuhlelo phinda chirongwa, let us know your thoughts. Magatsira chirongwa chelichebe chidiki, uhlelo deconnection.
Chipanda Poe Kamangma Weaver, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist Kiwanya Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, Ababiza and Corona in the corner. Pambili and social distancing, as Kazani Zanja always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid.
Easy, Machita, easy. Shout out to Mr. Mawiza Wiza, Mr. Last Number, Mr. Nkulumiski wange venekula. Uyakhuthaza uzulu ukuthi hayi lingakhohlwa ukugqoka nama mask ngaliphuma njalo gezani izandla njalo lingaminyani. Are you hearing there from Mawiza Wiza, Last Number, Kwaito artist based in Bulawayo, urging Zimbabweans, Anzi, don't meet in your numbers, don't forget to wear your masks. And of course, when you can, wash your hands. But now, let's also talk to other youth to hear about the coronavirus pandemic, to hear about their businesses. I reached out to a couple of entrepreneurs. Some of them are actually essential workers. Some of them have been lucky enough to make sure that regardless of what sector they're working in, they may or may not be in the essential services. However, their businesses are still thriving. I reached out to a mixologist. Ashla Jaya. Now, her story was very exciting for me as a young person because I found it very interesting that she was able to create a career path out of a unconventional means. So Ashla Jaya is a mixologist. Abanye, they think mixologists are bartenders. Ashla says, no, that's not true. Ashla is a mixologist by profession. She's been able to keep the business afloat, even under the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's hear more from Ashla Jaya about her experiences and, of course, her business as a mixologist.
A lot of people mistake mixology for bartending. We do work hand-in-hand with bartenders, but the mixologists are basically the people that come up with the recipes, concepts, and work with different flavors just to give you that balance when it comes to cocktails.
I haven't heard of a lot of people that actually do mixology professionally in Zimbabwe, and so I'm really curious about that. How did you get into that?
So I was in hotel school, and we had this class that was called Beverage Science. So, you know, at first I was really excited because I was like, okay, we're going to be tasting alcohol and all of that during school. Cool. But, you know, as time went on, I'm like, okay, I really like this stuff. I think I'm really good at it. But I'm really scared because I don't know if I can go back home and make a career out of this. And how do I tell my super Christian family that I want to work with alcohol? So it was kind of like I knew I was into it. I started studying wine with Cape Wine Academy, so that really cemented how much I love working with beverages. But just a bit of traveling and the last job I had, formal job I had, I was working in Florida, and I worked under this very great mixologist. And I really learned quite a bit from him. I worked with really good bartenders. I learned quite a bit from them. And when I came back, I was really passionate about it. I tried to stick to chefing. I still love it, but I really knew something was missing. And then my younger sister is like, girl, just try. Go for it. Give it a try and see how it goes. I give it a try, and I realized, okay, there's not really a market for it, but there was a response. People were curious.
So how are you capitalizing on this, seeing as though there's not a big market for it? How are you making it work for Ashford?
So with the brand, we made it a service brand. So we basically offer a service of the product. We do events, corporate events. We go on vacations with our clients, from weddings, barbecues, baby showers, kids parties, movie nights, everything. So we basically provide a service for that. We've been able to monetize it like that. And as time has gone on, because of the pandemic, we introduced now doing delivery so that we still keep our clients happy. Our clients are still able to taste our cocktails as well.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected Ashla?
Ashla, as a mixologist, it was a huge blow because we had, beginning of 2020, we were so excited. We had a year planned with events. We were booked. We were busy. We were starting to work with big brands. I was starting to work with big brands, and I was really excited. The year was looking really good. And just in March, all our events for the rest of the year got canceled. But what the pandemic actually did for the mixologist as a brand is it gave it a platform for more people to reach out, because now everything was on social media. We're all spending time on social platforms, so people are on social media and they're reading up about this brand. I'm posting content, I'm creating recipes, I'm creating content on a regular as often as I can. I'm putting it out there, so people are wondering, okay, what is this about? What do they actually do? So when the first lockdown got lifted, everyone was so curious to have my product. Everyone was so curious to taste this thing. So I had people calling me at the events, and we got really busy at the end of the year for really small intimate and private events. We adjusted, and now we are doing deliveries, and it's working for us.
How else have you adjusted your business to ensure that another lockdown, for example, right now on level 4 for the next 30 days, if anything is to happen to continue, at least Ashla has something going on financially.
I had been teaching, running fun classes, mixology 101, just teaching people the basics of mixology so people can get to make cocktails at home, because the reason why I'm really passionate about it is people in Zim were really like vodka, Sprite kind of people, whiskey, yeah. Coke, and I wanted to also give that people an opportunity that you don't have to have fancy stuff at home. You don't have to do fancy stuff. You don't have to break the bank to have good drinks. So I started to teach, offering classes, and I started getting a different clientele that just wants to learn. They like to host. They like to have a good drink, even chilling at home on a Friday by themselves with a friend. They like to do brunch and things like that. They want cocktails to pair it with. So I've been doing a lot of teaching. A lot of it now is via Zoom. I came up with a manual that worked with teaching via Zoom for my clients.
You're also a chef. So how do you make the two work, and how are they working under the COVID-19 pandemic? Are people ordering food? What's going on?
I really struggled with finding a balance. So when I really got into mixology, the chef side was now dying. And then when I would focus a little on food, the mixology side would lack. But now I find a balance, because I love cooking with beverages now. Mm-hmm. So I try and incorporate beverages in my food, in my meals when I'm hosting. And if I'm not cooking with a beverage, I'm trying to pair food with beverages, with cocktails, with mocktails, with punches, with anything I can do.
Could you tell people more where they can find more of Ashla's services, be it on social media or on WhatsApp, if they need to text you? How can they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us on Facebook and Twitter at The Mixologist, and on Instagram at The Mixologist ZW. Our website will be out in the next couple of weeks, which will be themixologistzw.com. And you can get us on WhatsApp on 0779-367-826.
Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Ashla Jaya. She's a mixologist by profession. She founded the mixology company. It's very unconventional, and I found that really exciting. But she's able to make it under the COVID-19 lockdown. She does ama deliveries of her services. So make sure you check out Muriya Zimbabwe. Check out on social media. You can visit her site. Ashla Jaya. But now, whilst on the discussion of the COVID-19 lockdown, and of course talking to entrepreneurs, I also reached out to an organization named Tumeza. This is young people who work in the logistics sector and are part of the essential services. I wanted to really understand, for someone to be part of the essential service, what exactly does this mean, and what does it take for them to be part of the essential services? And of course, most importantly, are there any challenges that they're facing under the COVID-19 lockdown? So I reached out to Webster Muchena, who is the Chief Operations Manager of Tumeza. We had him via telephone. Let's hear more from Webster. Webster, welcome to our program. How are you, bud? Tell us more about Tumeza.
Let me take this opportunity to say a bit about Tumeza. Tumeza is a transportation company based in Bulawayo, a delivery solutions provider that specializes in the transportation and delivery of products and company assets within Bulawayo and beyond Bulawayo. Tumeza is divided into two departments. The last mile department, which focuses on all deliveries that happen within Bulawayo, and these include delivery of grocery hampers, the Tumeza grocery hampers, Tumeza flower bouquets, and stationery for corporates. Whereas in transit focuses on all deliveries beyond Bulawayo, and this includes building materials for corporates, company access for corporates?
Thank you for that, Webster. People are curious. I'm also curious. The term essential service and the people that fall under it, TUMEZA being one of the organizations that are operating under the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown, I am curious, what makes TUMEZA fall under the essential services?
TUMEZA falls under the essential services providers in that the government announced that all transportation and logistics companies fall under the essential services providers, seeing that products will have to be delivered to retailers from the suppliers and from the manufacturers, as well as to the final consumer.
Now, Webster, let's talk a little more about the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown. This program, if we're going to call it a program, has presented people with different challenges. As an organization that is working under the essential services, that is functioning under the COVID-19 lockdown, I am curious, are there any challenges that you have faced? And if so, what are these challenges?
As TUMEZA, we can't really say you are facing many challenges under the level 4 lockdown. The only challenge that I feel you are facing is the challenge of flexibility in operations. The government announced that every business under level 4 lockdown in Zimbabwe will operate from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On our end, it's a challenge because before the level 4 lockdown, we operated from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But this under level 4 lockdown will no longer be possible. It's a challenge in that it will be difficult for us to fulfill all our orders in a single day. It's a challenge that we're currently working on, and we are close to coming up with a solution for our customers.
Now, Webster, seeing as though you're the organization that is working under the COVID-19 lockdown, of course you're not alone, but you're under the essential services, I'm curious, what steps are you taking as an organization towards curbing the spread of COVID-19?
TUMEZA is working very hard to reduce and minimize the exposure of its employees and of its clients to COVID-19. All our drivers are armed with hand sanitizer and a face mask. It's a must for our drivers to wear a face mask and carry a hand sanitizer before, during, and after the delivery, and maintain a social distance of at least 1 meter between them and the client. Before the level 4 lockdown, we used to have our proof of delivery sheets that we signed by the client soon after the delivery. However, we are no longer doing that because we want to try by all means to reduce the contact between our customer and the driver. So we now use evidence of pictures. We just take a picture and send it to the client who would have ordered the products and the grocery hampers.
Aisabuzo Webster, we hear you clearly, loud and clear, buddy. Thank you so much. Just a little bit. Webster, siyabona ukuthi njengenhlanganiso iTUMEZA liyingxenye esingathi ngesiNgisi you're part of ama essential services. Awusitshele okuningi ngalokho ukuthi njengenhlanganiso lisebenza njani phansi kohlelo lwe level 4 COVID-19 lockdown.
Khona kuliqiniso sibili, abantu bavalelwe ezindlini, thina abeTUMEZA sisebenza gadalala kulolu hlelo lwe COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Engingalitshela khona ukuthi uhulumende munye owazikhethelayo ukuthi under level 4 lockdown kukhona amabhizimusi azabe esebenza, kukhona amabhizimusi azabe evaliwe. Uhulumende wathi yena i-logistics is an essential service, iqakathekile, njalo thina abeTUMEZA, that is our area of speciality, yikho vele esikwenzayo thina. Kungenza ngibe lamadlabuzane ukuthi ngikhulume ngalokhu ngoba thina njengabasha sizimisele ukuthi sincede izihlobo zethu esendlini ezingenelisiyo ukuthi zingene edolobheni zenze njani, zithenge ama-groceries ziyokudla.
Ayizulukandaba limzwile uWebster Mutshena echazisa ngempela ukuthi bona basebenza njani phansi kwalolu hlelo. Webster, sigqiba ingxoxo yethu as we wrap up, Mnumzana, please phosela phela amazwi akho okugcina to all the listeners that are paying attention, ukuze labo bathole ulwazi ukuthi ngabe befisa ukusebenzisa ama-services enu njengenhlanganiso. how can they get a hold of you?
Engatshela khona ukuthi esikunanzelele ukuthi iningi labantu galazi ukuthi kule Thumisa njalo abanye singafuna ukuthi sikukhangelisise into abazenzayo nje emsebenzini yabo sebengasizakala sebele bengasebenza lathi thina abeThumisa njalo kukhona abantu abayenza ama-deliveries within Bulawayo at very affordable prices abayafuna ukuthi bebe lolwazi ngathi bengasithinta thina ecingweni lethu kumbe bona beye ku social media sikhona lathi ku social media laphana ku Facebook ku WhatsApp ku Instagram ku Twitter sikhona lathi sibili inumber ngu 0773 265 854 kahle mphinde njalo 0773 265 854. Ngiyabonga bakithi ngalesi sikhathi elingiphesona sokuthi ngikhulume ngecompany yethu Thumisa. Sengathi inkosi ingalibusisa ilisize iliphathise njalo kukho konke lokwenzayo. Ngibonge kakhulu.
Tulukanda pale amuzwa u Webster Muchena wenhlanganiso yethu Meza Mure Zimbabwe. You're hearing there from Webster Muchena of Thumisa, young people there making it happen, making it work under the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown. They're part of the logistics industry. So if you need any deliveries, if you need groceries and or anything like that, hit Thumisa up, Thumisa ZW, go Facebook, go Instagram, gange la go Twitter. Chirongwa the connection with Zimbabwe, Mwineni, Mike Hove, 47 minutes into the program. Tipe Maundre, you +12024650318. The big question at hand, kunemunu wese which ni karutera Chirongwa, how are you surviving under the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown? Let us know what you think. Msakanganu kinyurama comments in the Facebook comment section or to send us your comments on WhatsApp +12024650318 is the number to dial Mudia Zimbabwe if you suspect kuti pangwe une chirwere chekoronavirus 2019. Shout out to Mr. Tidarira, Just Signal partnering up with Roots Africa, giving us that amazing message. Hanzi gezai maoko regai kusangana nekuti COVID-19 iri kutora upenyu hwevanhu vakati one day. So, Mudia Zimbabwe, let us head over to the education sector here. What exactly is happening in the schools? That seems to have been the talk of the town for quite the minute, as schools remained open for those that are writing examinations, but closed for those that are not writing examinations. I reached out to the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe via telephone, Umnumzana Opet Masaraure, to hear his thoughts on what's happening in the schools. Kuti aiwa chukunzwa chirwere cheCOVID-19 chirikuenda mberi chirikutekeshera zvakanyanya muzvikoro. Saka ivo sevarairidzi vari kuzvionawo sei tirikunzwa hurumende iri kuti aiwa ivo vavhara zvikoro as a way of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Asi dzidzo ngadziendere mberi. So those that are writing examinations, hanzi zvikoro zvakavhurwa, vari kuendera mberi, vari kuenda kuchikoro vachinonyora mazamanishoni avo. Let's hear more from Omnumzana Masaraure, his thoughts on what's happening in the schools.
Kuti vana nevarairidzi vaende kuzvikoro kunoona kunyorwa kwemazamanishoni haranga riri danho risina maturo chose, nenyaya yekuti vana ava vatiri kumanikidza kuti vanyore mazamanishoni panguva yedenda recovid-19 richitekeshera vana vasina gadziriro dzavakaita. Zimuseki yacho inovanyoresa mazamanishoni hainawo gadziriro dzayakaita. Tichiona manyamamine rinorongwa ati hatichingoona pakunyorwa kwebvunzo idzi, hadzisi bvunzo dzatingasacrifice malives evanhu. Vana ava vanga vachipinda mumaschools vasina kutestwa maticha acho uya asina kutestwa vachibva nzvimbo dzakasiyana munyika zvaita kuti denda recovid rambe richipararira muzvikoro richizobva muzvikoro rakuenda kuma communities tichiona kuti ticharasikirwa neupenyu hwevanhu vakawanda hurumende ingadai yakatanga yaita mamezures ekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda yoitipa vana mukana wekugadzirira bvunzo yopazimuseki mukana wekugadzirira bvunzo tozonyora bvunzo dzakarongeka munzvimbo dziri safe mumaschools ari safe
Vamasaraure chotenda nekupinda pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tikuonaka kuti vadzidzi vari kunyora bvunzo dzavo kune vamwe zvikoro zvichiri zvakavhurwa kuitira kuti vadzidzi vaone mikana yekunyora bvunzo dzavo. Asi what I'm trying to understand chandirikuda kunyatsonzwisisa nhasi inyaya yekuti tiri kunzwaka kuti vanhu vari kusangana nematambudziko akasiyana siyana munyaya dzetransport. Saka apa ndoda kunyatsohwisisa vamasaraure vadzidzi vari kukwanisa here kunyora bvunzo dzavo zvakanaka panguva iyo nyika iri pasi pechirongwa chelevel 4 COVID-19 lockdown.
Vadzidzi nevarairidzi vari kusangana nedambudziko rekufamba mupublic transport hakuna muzimbabwe nenyaya yekumonopolizwa kwakaitwa kuchipiwa zimbabwe United Passengers Company zupo kuti inge iri yoga inotakura vanhu iyo isina zvifambiso zvakakwana zvekutakura vanhu izvo zvaita kuti vamwe vana vatadze kusvika kunzvimbo dzekunyorera vamwe vachinonoka zvakanyanya kusvika panguva dzekunyorera uye pavanofamba vanofamba vachisangana nevanhu vemumacommunities pachiwedzera kutapura vakazara mumabhazi zvichiwedzera kupararira zvekwedenda recovid-19.
Konyaya iyi yePPE yakambosinetsei takaona kuti mivadzidzi varairidzi makamboratidzira muchigunun'una nyaya iyoyo yePPE tichitarisa zviri kuitika muzvikoro pane tichachinje here tinonzwa bazi rezvedzidzo makurukota vari mubazi rezvedzidzo vachiti aiwa nyaya iyi yakagadziriswa saka toda kunzwa kupfa kwamurugini zvakamira sei.
PPE inotaurwa kuti yakagadzirwa kunyanya mumanewspaper tichiona ichitaurwa munhau asi tikatenderera muzvikoro vamwana vachiri kunonyora mazamanishoni vakasunga zvidhende kumeso nenyaya yekushaya mamaski chaiwo zvimwe zvikoro hazvina mvura yekuti vana vageze maoko hakuna kusara chokwadi hakuna zviriko muzvikoro zvinoperera kwakungotaurwa mumanewspaper topatinozvinzukira asi kana tava paground hapana chatiri kuona chinobatika.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vamasaraure nguva ndeyedu yadyanana. Yave nguva yekuti tizoka kuti vamwe vari kuti chii saka regai tikupei mukana uyu wekupedza hurukuro yedu yanhasi kandai mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri.
Zamanishoni haangonyorerwe kutika bhokisi rekuti gore ra2020 zamanishoni rakanyorwa ranovhemba handizvo mazamanishoni kutarisa kuti vana vatakagadzirira vakavabata zvipi nevasina kubata zvipi saka mazamanishoni hatiri kumanikidzira kuti anyorwa aya mazamanishoni asina basa tinokurudzira hurumende kuti imise zvairi kuita izvizvi imise mazamanishoni aya atangidzwe kunyorwa pasva tinyore mazamanishoni chaiwo akarongeka munzvimbo dzakachengeteka vana nevarairidzi. Vana nevabereki tinovakurudzira kuti upenyu ndehwenyu kana mukange mahwisa mumaoko ehurumende iyo ikatadza kukuchengetai chasara ndechekuti kana denda rauya mastatistics ndo pamuchakwana tichinzwa kuti kwakati kwarwariwa kwakati kwafiwa ngatichengetedzei upenyu tine nguvana wakawanda wekuti vana vedu vachanyora mazamanishoni munzvimbo zviri safe vachinge vaita kugadzirwa yakakwana. Nevarairidzi tinokuzivisai kuti mune kodzero yekuti kana muchinge tichiona nzvimbo yekushandira isina kumira zvakanaka mune kodzero dzekuramba kushandira nzvimbo dzine njodzi mune kodzero yekuramba kupinda mumadeath traps anokupetorerai upenyu hwenyu muchienda kwamupfigari nebwe makatarisa.
Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umnumzana Uopet Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, commenting on what's happening in the education sector in Zimbabwe as we speak. As I mentioned earlier on, in Zimbabwe right now, schools are closed to those that are not writing their examinations. However, if you're currently writing your examinations, isikolo, they're still opening. Umasaraure na njengombali si Masaraure is an educator, is saying as educators, they stand against government's notion of keeping schools open for those that are writing examinations because they feel as though government has not taken the necessary precautions to ensure that COVID-19 does not spread in these environments. What they are highlighting is that as much as government says that they've put all these precautions, the hand sanitizer and so forth, at some, in some circumstances, these things that government is saying they've done, they don't see them on the ground. Some schools, as we speak, still don't have water and other necessary precautions that ensure that coronavirus does not spread in these environments. Now, another thing he highlights is the challenges that these young people and the invigilators of these examinations are facing, which is transport to get to this to their venues whereby they're writing. As he highlighted in our interview, right now government has monopolized the transport system, and so for you to get to a certain place, the combis are not functioning right now. They're not running. You need to take the Zupco bus, or you need to drive yourself. Now, for those that are not driving themselves with the right letters and so forth, they have to take the Zupco bus, which once again, Mr. Masaraure is saying this is also another environment where coronavirus is spreading. Let us know your thoughts, Moria Zimbabwe. +1 202 465 0318 on WhatsApp. 3 minutes left. Pando Pachirongwa Chiluchele Chitniki Mure Zimbabwe. Namusha kushelo besikhangela phela indaba le yokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Igciwane le-COVID-19 chirwele che-coronavirus chiri kuendera mberi chichithekeshera. Asi Mure Zimbabwe sekukuvimbisa ikwanda itapa tatanga chirongwa. As I promised you, I like to wrap. In 2021, we're starting a new culture, Mure Zimbabwe. Pano Pachirongwa Chiluchele Chitniki. We're going to be ending every program by celebrating the success of a young Zimbabwean or young people across the world. This week, we profile Nosizi Ruben Dube, who is a part of the Shona tribe that recently received citizenship in Kenya. Nosizi is actually the first Shona tribe person to get into university. So let's hear more from Nosizi about the difficulties that she's had to encounter to get to the stage and points, and of course, how she's currently cooperating in university. Let's hear more from Nosizi.
My name is Nosizi Ruben Dube. I'm 20 years old right now, and I come from the Stateless Shona community in Kenya. I have 6 sisters and 2 brothers. It's like you are a ghost in the country that you are in. You don't exist. It has been a great and challenging journey for me to reach where I am at the university level. With the COVID-19 conditions, we have to stay at home and study online. So currently studying online, don't have the Wi-Fi at home. So waking up daily, each and every day, early in the morning to go to Kenya Human Rights Commission to access the Wi-Fi there, it's a challenge because at times, the fair might not be there, so for that day you don't attend any class. You just have to stay. Like there was a time I stayed a week without attending my class. So you find when you get back to class, other people are ahead of you. Yeah. The moment I get to class and I get access to the internet, I usually have time to cover up what others have learned. The living standards of the settlers people are very low. The Shona community, they depend on basket trade. My mom also depends when someone tells her I need 1 or 2 baskets. That's when she finds time to weave and she finds the money. Yeah. She really inspires me so much because as a person, the kind of challenges that she has gone through raising us with the settler status and the low living standards, the poverty status, she's really a person who wants, if she wants to do something, nothing can stop her. I wanted to break the norm. I've shown other young girls that it is possible. You have to be bold and courageous so that you can achieve what you want in life. Yeah.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Shout out to Nosizi Ruben Dube. She is the first young person from the Shona tribe recently received citizenship in Kenya to get into university. Shout out to Amshayeli Hlombe Unosizi, and I wish her nothing but the best. Just a quick COVID update before we wrap up. In Zimbabwe, as we speak, the cumulative cases, Mure Zimbabwe, 22,297 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 13,213 recoveries, and 528 deaths. Let's meet same time, same place pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Those looking to chat with me, diripo pa Twitter nepa Instagram at BigMike3, BigMyke3. Wana lo wana mshamuri ya Zimbabwe, so sangana lapa gushelo lechu lapa safula yungi vige zayo, anukoneka ine mfaro. Jini wanyi maikove, muri ya Zimbabwe, bye bye!